It is interesting in the history of the church, the different movements that we see. And the saints whose feast is celebrated today, whose life is surrounded by other saints, as is natural, is one that reflects the movement of time. And the fact is that in England, or Great Britain, if you wish to call it that, there was a couple of centuries when there were many, many, many saints. Of course, later on, we know what happened, and there were saints later on as well, but not like this. And so today we celebrate the feast of the bishop and archbishop, the monk, Saint Oswald. Saint Oswald, who died on February the 29th of, I believe it was 970, was one of those. As a young man, he fell under the protection of St. Dunstan and St. Odo, and then he was eventually ordained a priest. He was sent by them to France, to the Abbey of Fleury, to become a monk, a Benedictine. And then after a while, he was sent back to England, and I'm sure he took some others with him, and he helped the Archbishop of York and the Bishop of Worcester. When the Bishop of Worcester died, he was named to succeed him. And then when the Bishop of York died, he was named to succeed as Archbishop of York, while still remaining Bishop of Worcester, which is an interesting thing because usually one man cannot be bishop of two dioceses at the same time. But those were different times. Canon law had not yet been set in. And so it was permitted by the church and by the Pope. In the meantime, he opened up many, many monasteries. And wherever there were evil priests, he either told them, give up your wife or get out. Most of them got out. Some of them gave up their wives. Very interesting that these things should have happened in the church, because there was no order. Of course, we are reliving those days in a way, when there is no order. So there's a good saint to remember today, and maybe every day, Saint Oswald, Bishop of Worcester and Archbishop of York, and pray for his intercession in these troublesome times in which we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.